From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says it's time to consider new laws to regulate big financial firms. It's been 4 months since the demise of one of them, investment bank Bear Stearns, due to the mortgage crisis. Investors remain anxious about the housing market, the financial sector, and the broader economy. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports on the Fed chairman's latest proposals.
One desperate weekend last March, Bear Stearns found itself mired in a quicksand of liquidity problems, unable to raise money or pay its investors. The troubles threatened to undermine confidence in the financial system as a whole. So the Fed took the extraordinary step of opening up its lending window to big investment banks, essentially agreeing to float them whatever cash they needed to keep operating. The window was supposed to be open through September, but Bernanke said in a speech today that with the market's so troubled, the Fed will have to keep lending money at least through the end of the year. And Bernanke said the federal government will also have to go further.
The financial turmoil is ongoing, and our efforts today are concentrated on helping the financial system return to more normal functioning. It's not too soon, however, to begin to think about the steps we might take to reduce the incidence and severity of future crises.
Bernanke said it's time for Congress to pass laws expanding the Fed's authority. Right now, the Fed oversees some commercial banks, but in recent years, there's been a huge growth in other kinds of financial companies that perform many of the same services as banks. Bernanke said the Fed should have expanded powers to look into the books at new kinds of financial institutions, set capital requirements, and make sure they're strong enough to survive bad times. Karen Shaw-Petru is managing partner at the research firm Federal Financial Analytics.
I think he was outlining both some immediate changes, which would be very dramatic, and down the road, an even more profound restructuring of the U.S. financial system.
Petru said the financial markets are so anxious right now that almost anything can shake investor confidence. A single analyst report suggesting that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac may face capital problems sent shares of the two companies plummeting yesterday. They rebounded somewhat today after government regulators said the fears were overblown. But Petru says there's a lesson in what's happened.
The financial markets remain extremely troubled, and none of the immediate regulatory fixes is sufficient to reduce the risk of the systemic risk posed right now.
The speech by Bernanke today came at a time when the Bush administration is wrestling with the question of how to respond to the nation's many economic troubles. Vince Reinhardt of the American Enterprise Institute says there's a risk that regulators may overplay their hands, imposing new laws that stifle the banking sector.
We need more governance of the financial system. That's a lesson of the last year and a half. Nobody would disagree with that. The question is, are we going to do it right, or are we going to be heavy-handed in it?
In his speech today, Bernanke acknowledged that regulators must not go too far, but the anxieties that have been overhanging the markets for nearly a year now suggest that something has to be done to make sure a crisis like Bear Stearns doesn't happen again. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.